You must see Dr. Pollen, our allergy whiz, who knows every sniffle and itch that there is. Dr. Pollen will find, as he works on your case, if the face powder's wrong on your stepsister's face. He will check your reactions to thumbtacks and glue, catcher's mitts, leaf mold, and cardigans too, nasturtiums and marble cake, white and blue chalks, anthracite coal and the feathers of hawks, also corn on the cob, also buffalo grease, and how you react when you're stared at by geese. He'll take copious notes, then I'll hazard a guess that I'll send you downstairs. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, to sleep. Ford Motor Company entered the business world on June 16, 1903, when Henry Ford and 11 business associates signed the company's Articles of Incorporation. With $28,000 in cash, the pioneering industrialists gave birth to what was to become one of the world's largest corporations. Few companies are as closely identified with the history and development of industry and society throughout the 20th century as Ford Motor Company.